Imagine a Victorian London where vampires dictate fashion trends from elegant townhouses, werewolves serve as the crown's military elite, and Queen Victoria herself maintains a shadow council of supernatural advisors. Into this world steps Miss Alexia Tarabotti, a 26-year-old spinster burdened with three social disadvantages: her half-Italian heritage, scandalous, her spinsterhood, and her preternatural condition. She is soulless, able to temporarily neutralize supernatural powers through touch. When her quiet evening at a ball is disrupted by an attack from a disheveled vampire, whom she dispatches with her wooden hairpin, Alexia becomes entangled with Lord Conall Machan, the imposing Scottish werewolf who heads the Bureau of Unnatural Registry. Their first interaction crackles with tension, her methodical mind clashing with his alpha wolf instincts. Yet beneath their verbal sparring lies an undeniable attraction neither is prepared to acknowledge. Alexia navigates Victorian society like a ship through treacherous waters. Her family remains willfully ignorant of her preternatural status, seeing only an aging spinster with a domineering personality, dark complexion, and overly strong facial features. Her half-sisters pursue fashion plates and eligible gentlemen, while her mother bemoans Alexia's intellectual interests and apparent inability to secure a husband. This family dynamic perfectly mirrors Victorian society's suffocating constraints on women, constraints Alexia consistently defies through her sharp intelligence and refusal to conform. Her friendship with Ivy Hisselpenny provides delightful contrast. Where Alexia approaches life with pragmatism and directness, Ivy floats through on waves of romantic fantasy and theatrical declarations, most visibly in her terrible propensity for wearing extremely silly hats, elaborate constructions featuring stuffed birds, and improbable arrangements of artificial flowers. Their unlikely bond endures because they've learned to accept each other's peculiarities, a dynamic that mirrors the larger theme of acceptance across supernatural divides. London's supernatural world operates within intricate political structures paralleling human hierarchies. Vampires organize into sophisticated hives led by queens who maintain absolute authority. Werewolves form packs following militaristic structures under alpha leaders. Lord Akeldama, a flamboyant rogue vampire independent from hive politics, serves as Alexia's most colorful confidant. Rather than brooding in shadows, he revels in fashion, trades society gossip, and surrounds himself with beautiful young men he calls his drones, not just aesthetic accessories, but an elaborate information network throughout London. When Alexia receives a formal invitation from Countess Nadasdi, the formidable Westminster Hive Queen, Lord Akeldama's typically playful demeanor turns serious. His warning about the Vampire Queen's legendary cruelty highlights the dangerous waters Alexia must navigate between supernatural factions. Her unique position, too knowledgeable about the supernatural world to fit among ordinary humans, yet fundamentally opposed to supernatural beings whose powers she negates with a touch, drives much of the novel's tension and social commentary. What happens when Victorian scientific inquiry meets the supernatural? Through Mr. McDougall, an American scientist researching souls, we learn that supernatural transformation involves an excess of soul manifesting as extraordinary abilities. His meticulous experiments with brass instruments and precision scales suggest that vampires and werewolves possess an abundance of soul rather than being soulless, a direct challenge to centuries of folklore. The soul, according to his measurements, has mass, approximately 21 grams, that increases dramatically in supernatural beings. This scientific framework makes Alexia's preternatural state fascinating to researchers. Her ability to neutralize supernatural powers suggests she functions as a spiritual conductor, grounding excess soul energy. The effect is immediate. Vampires lose fangs, werewolves revert to human form, and both become temporarily mortal in her presence. The scientific thread takes a sinister turn when Alexia and Lord Akeldama are kidnapped by the Hypocrats Club, scientists conducting horrific experiments on supernatural beings in an underground facility. Their ultimate agenda? Supernatural genocide. The club operates under the guise of protecting British society, viewing vampires and werewolves as dangerous infiltrators threatening human civilization. Their experiments mirror real-world scientific racism, particularly how pseudoscientific justifications rationalize discrimination against marginalized groups. When thrown into a cell with a transformed Lord Makan during the full moon, Alexia faces both mortal danger and unexpected tenderness. The massive werewolf charges across the confined space, but halts upon catching her scent. In a moment of pure trust, Alexia embraces the wolf, her touch transforming him back to human form, leaving him completely naked in her arms. This encounter forces them to navigate multiple layers of intimacy. Physical nakedness mirrors emotional exposure as they share intelligence about their captors while trying to ignore their compromising position. Lord Makan's protective instincts war with attraction, while Alexia's scientific mindset catalogs werewolf anatomy even as she struggles with propriety. The cell becomes a crucible for their relationship, burning away social constraints. His gentle nibbles at her neck, ostensibly to scent mark her, carry deeper meaning about possession and protection. Their conversation dances between strategy and seduction. When he asks which side she's chosen in this war between humans and supernaturals, her admission that she prefers his methods becomes both tactical alignment and romantic declaration. Solis brilliantly uses supernatural elements to examine Victorian social conventions. Alexia's preternatural status makes her literally soulless, according to the novel's mythology, yet she demonstrates more ethical clarity than many soulful characters. Her practical approach to moral dilemmas, such as defending supernatural beings despite her ability to negate their powers, highlights how true virtue transcends conventional religious notions of the soul. The novel's treatment of sexuality challenges Victorian prudishness while maintaining period-appropriate sensibilities. Supernatural beings are more sexually liberated. Vampires are openly bisexual, werewolves comfortable with nudity, both approaching physical pleasure with fewer inhibitions than their human counterparts. Alexia's growing comfort with physical intimacy parallels her increasing acceptance of supernatural society's values. Class and status operate differently in supernatural hierarchies, offering a compelling critique of Victorian social structures. Lord Akeldama, seemingly frivolous drones, prove remarkably capable in crisis. Werewolf pack structure values strength and loyalty above birth, allowing characters like Professor Lyle to achieve high status despite humble origins. These alternative social structures implicitly criticize rigid Victorian class hierarchies while presenting viable alternative models. The novel concludes with Queen Victoria appointing Alexia as Majah on her Shadow Council, a preternatural position needed to break stalemates between supernatural advisors. The Queen reveals Lord Makan had recommended her months ago, confirming his long-standing respect for her abilities. Their Victorian wedding includes supernatural elements. Alexia chooses ivory rather than white, reasoning that when one has seen one's affianced naked and covered in blood, one is no longer quite pure enough for white. At the reception, werewolves perform a traditional ceremony honoring her, bridging human and supernatural societies. Solis excels through its perfect balance, intellectually engaging with mystery and political intrigue, romantically satisfying with its unconventional love story, and consistently witty. In this world, proper manners rival supernatural powers, scientific curiosity coexists with ancient traditions, and a parasol serves as both fashion statement and weapon. Through Alexia, pragmatic, intellectual, and unconventional, we learn that true strength comes not from supernatural power, but from the courage to forge one's own path despite society's limited expectations.